Welcome to another powerful show of prophetic revelation and insight. Straight Talk with Wayne, your daily source of prophetic revelation, prayer, and the Christian news that you need. As part of thesecondadam.com, Pastor Wayne invites you to listen, enjoy, and share these anointed messages of hope and glory.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode, Straight Talk with Wayne.com. Yesterday we talked about moving from eternity to now, taking eternity and bringing it into now. And I want to tell you today that as you think about what's possible, you think about all of the dreams and goals and visions that God has for the body of Christ, I want to just encourage you to go to that next level, take your dream and goal before the Lord and say, Lord, how do I make this a reality? And one of the ways of doing that is through prayer, obviously, but then we need to hear Him. We need to know what God would have us to do. And so we're going to look at that, a couple of ways of how God speaks to people, how He speaks to you. Now, we're going to go into an area. What I'm going to do is one area that maybe you never thought about. And I'm not saying that this is for today. I'm not saying this is for you. I'm just telling you this. We must recognize how God spoke to people throughout the Word of God. And obviously, He speaks through Holy Spirit. But how does Holy Spirit get the dream to us? And now, when I ask people, how does God speak? The most common still small voice. Then I hear dreams, interpretations of dreams. But, you know, he'll speak the way He chooses to speak. So I'm going to take today and talk about one unique way that God speaks or that He has spoken in the past. And we're going to go through different ways. We're going to go through different areas over the next few days. And the reason I'm doing this is to expand your belief, to expand your understanding of how God speaks. See, God has used many unusual ways to get our attention. So, let me ask you this. What if you went to a family man? I have people come to me as a coach, as a consultant, as a minister, and we pray, we listen to the Holy Spirit. I'm a seer, so I see, and I'm able to release what God has shown in dreams and visions and through images of the mind, and even visual images. What if you went to a family member, a friend, and said, hey, I need to know what God says. Should I go here or should I go there? Should I get married or should I stay single? Should I get a divorce? Should I stay married? What should I do? And you poured out your heart and you poured out and you're in tears and you're looking for an answer. They go over to the closet. They open up a board game. Maybe it's Monopoly or something. And they pull out a dice. Single dice. And with the roll of the dice, they give you your answer. The roll of the dice would decide what job you would take, what woman to marry, where to live. What if you were a judge about to play sentence? There's somebody here with life and death. This would be either a death sentence through capital punishment or freedom. And they rolled a dice, flipped a coin. Would you think they're crazy? But did you know the casting of lots was a common practice for hundreds of years in the Bible? Now today, people would roll their eyes at you. They would be disbarment of the judge who operated that way. If you went to roll a dice and give a judgment, you would be taken crazy. But do you know it was actually a tool that was used and ordained by God to communicate to His people? Lots were even cast to decide who would be chosen to become the apostle of Jesus. Think about that. The apostle of Jesus. Let's cast a lot. Let's roll the die. Let's see. Let's go. I'm going to give you part of it. Let's go to Acts 1:21-26. A prayer was said, Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen to take over this apostolic ministry. Where Judas left to go where he belongs. See, Judas had betrayed Christ. Judas was no longer one. And so they were like, who's going to be next? So, and then it says they cast lots. And the lot fell to Matthias. And he was added to the 11 apostles. They rolled a dice. Not really a dice like we have today. But very, very similar. Do you see what happened here? They rolled a dice. And through the rolling of the die, an apostle was added. Now, Proverbs 16:33, the lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision, what's every decision? The lot's decision is from the Lord. The casting of lots. Wow. Come on, guys. Now, what's your thoughts on this? I'd love to know your thoughts. I'd love to know your thoughts. What is your thoughts on this? Is this valid today? Is this not valid today? Would you trust a friend? Would you trust a minister, a pastor, a prophet that cast the lots today? Just curious. I'd love to hear your thoughts. What you think about this way that God communicates by the rolling of the dice. Listen, guys. I'll be here tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to go to another unique way that God spoke. And I look forward to hearing from you. This is Pastor Wayne, thesecondadam.com. I believe in you because I believe in the Jesus Christ within you. God bless.
Thanks for joining us for Straight Talk with Wayne. Do you need prayer, counseling, or personal prophetic ministry? Then go to thesecondadam.com for more information. And be sure to sign up at yourprophecynews.com for the latest updates, free resources, and prophetic news. God bless.